A near unknown from the continent had just snapped up a high street stalwart, and city newsrooms were agog. The guy even sounded exotic. He came from Italy, but had moved to Monaco, the principality famous for not levying income tax. He collected yachts and Italian old masters. Separated from his wife, he had got together with girlfriend Ornella Barra after buying her family's business, then made her head of his wholesale operations. With his white hair and rimless glasses, Pessina looked less like a typical footsie bureaucrat and more like a continental football manager, here to save the ailing local side. He confesses to living a peripatetic lifestyle, jetting between his home in Monaco, where he has to spend at least 90 nights a year to qualify for its low tax regime, and his offices in Italy and in London, reported the Telegraph in 2007. The two mobiles and a BlackBerry laid in front of him are clearly more important than any office. After all, offices are not necessary when hunting for deals, and Pessina has a genius for making deals. By 2005, when he invited Boots executives for merger talks on his yacht off Sardinia, he had already bought more than 500 firms. Yet the press gave little consideration to the precise nature of this latest deal, and how that might change a business delivering a vital public service. One man who was worried about Britain's new king of medicine was Bill Scott. Until March 2015, Scott had been Scotland's chief pharmaceutical officer for 22 years, leading policymaking on pharmacy. It was from that vantage point that he watched the takeover. "The feeling was that it would fundamentally change the ethos of Boots," Scott told me. He and his colleagues had always regarded the company as ethical, because it was very much driven by pharmacists themselves. Now, with the money men in charge, it seemed the future was less certain.